Yes, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for loving MPC Online Church, and thank you so much for tuning in every other day. Today is another wonderful day, the 26th of May, and the people are back, my people are back. I've been ranting on radio how I miss these people, but they are finally back.
I'm back for another round.
Yes, another round, and in studio today I have Ran Mbabazi, I have Achanchio, and I have a very special Bakaki, Elijah Chris.
Yeah.
He is here, and everybody is here. These guys are going to tell me how their holidays have been, because Munange, I've been here alone, enjoying my life. Drake came through, and then at some point, Flavia Mukasa came through, and then also Esther Nyangoma. She also passed by and we did a show with her, and I've had visitors in holidays as well. I've had so many visitors.
Yeah. I will start from there off seat.
Yes, yeah. So I started with Dennis Wawire, and then right after the Dennis Wawire, it was as if we had summoned a league of Dennis into the building. Because the next testimony time that we did had two Dennis and another Julius. But the shows went so well.
Beautiful.
And we have
beautiful.
Been waiting for this moment to restart. So without further ado, I'm going to request Mr. Chanchio to give us an opening prayer. And then we go into the real business. We go into the real sensitization, what we need to be doing. Because, man, term has begun, but most people are going to first get stuck in holidays. People are going to get stuck showing off what new things they have. People are going to get stuck,
posting seriously.
Even looking out for new members. People are going to look for new girls to vibe. People are going to look for new boyfriends. Things like those. We need to examine all that stuff. I'm actually sad that none of our girls is here yet. They're actually on campus, but they're just not inside studio, eh? Which is not good. We need to talk to everyone regarding these things, eh? Everyone needs this information. My name is Isaac Katariba, and without any more waiting, please, Mr. Chanchio, do us the favors, the honors.
Okay. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for giving us life and wisdom. Oh, Lord, bless us with words of wisdom to you. Oh, Lord, as we are going to speak and talk about our holiday, guide us, give us blessings from you. Let us make this show to be enjoyable. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Amen. That was Chanchio, and he just gave us a prayer. So I'm going to start by asking you guys to tell me how your holiday was, because I was super excited to have you here. I have been missing you people on a very serious note. So let me start with Ran Mbabazi. Ran, how was your holiday? First of all, Manchester City, we saw everything that happened.
Classes.
I know you were happy that Arsenal got whooped. Eh? You are so waiting to tell me that Arsenal is going to get beat, but hey, it happened, and then same thing happened to Manchester City.
Calamity.
Calamity. Manchester City also lost 1-0. 1-0. Guess to who? Crystal Palace, of all people.
That was a shame.
So how was your holiday, Ryan? First, start with that.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
My holiday was great. I had fun. I slept. Each day, I don't wake up like I wake up like at 8. And bathe.
You wake up like at 8. Yeah. You're having fun. Like a boss, eh?
Sleep like a boss.
Sleeping like a boss. Enjoying sleep like a baby, eh? Okay.
They take breakfast. Okay. Sometimes they even cook eggs, sausages. They eat. Then after that, of course, I watch TV.
Even TV was involved, but there has to be a lot of TV in your day.
Thank you for listening to
me. Especially at home, right?
Yes.
Yeah, there was so much TV. What were you enjoying on TV? What do you love to see the most on TV? Do you like the football?
Because I don't have a PS, so there's a game that I like. You know GTA 5?
Yeah, GTA 5.
So I just watched some videos.
Oh, so you have like internet on your TV, so you just go to YouTube and you watch GTA 5 gameplay?
Yes.
Okay, many people do that GTA 5 gameplay, but I don't know where the fun is. I mean, why would I just watch someone else play? Where is the fun?
I was also like that, but I was also like that.
Quiet, but deadly.
You also used to be like that.
Yes.
You didn't know what people were enjoying in the gameplay. Now, what do you think they enjoy? Now, you're one of the people, you can tell me.
Just
what do you enjoy watching someone else play a game? And then you just watch hours and hours of videos.
To me, it's different. That's why I just feel good.
It feels good, eh?
Yes.
So how would it feel if you're actually streaming that while you play it? Don't you think it would be super awesome?
Yes.
Okay. And I hope you go to that level at some point, because me personally, I don't like watching people watch games played. Yeah? No, unless it's like a football game, it's understandable. But I don't front the idea of someone going to YouTube just to play gameplay. Some other guy's video game, he records the screen, then for you watch it.
It's so nice.
What? Yes. Okay, it drives out the fun in all.
It drives out the fun.
Yeah.
But it's good, right?
Some
games have nice graphics. Yeah. You can just enjoy the way it looks. Like I think GTA 5 and 6, they look so real. Yes. They have a nice realistic 3D engine that makes the cars look so glossy and nice. It makes the NPCs walking by makes them so cool, eh? Yeah, stuff like that.
But I don't watch too much, because for me there's this thing that I have. If I watch too much TV, my head can start playing.
Your head aches, eh? It comes from the light. You see, that light, if it's consistent in your eyes, it can even make them hurt as yes. well, just the eyes, without getting to your head.
So after that, I just go outside, I get the ball from inside, I play. We play with the neighbors also.
You get out of your fence and you go to the neighbors?
No, our house is like, it has, you know, like this small gates, you can just get inside the neighbors' house.
Okay. So the fences are not these high wall fences, they're yes. just normal small fences.
Yes,
is it like
a
in a it has a gate?
A, gate. You can, a small gate.
Like
you
a small gate, eh?
Enter, yeah.
So it's like an estate setting, eh?
Yes.
Because there's the kinds of houses like that. But anyway, that is cool. That is so cool. I'm glad you even get to play with your neighbors. Because some of us grew up got the neighbors we know are the ones we stay with.
But the problem, all of them are girls. First of all, they are what? Small. Eh?
They are young.
Toddlers. Yeah, they
are. Now it gets boring.
Yeah, but I can also try to play.
You try to play with them,
yes,
eh? Do they like football? You know, some girls like football, some young kids.
No.
They don't.
Yeah.
So they don't have boys. It's just there's a few girls.
Yeah.
Oh my god. So how do you play with girls? Star some. Unless you're doing Tatane Mama, where they're putting makeup on your face or something.
No, no. Let's try your face. You can't go. Yeah.
That is exactly where I was very many years ago. Because for me, growing up also, we were like three boys. And then the rest was like 8 girls or 15.
Then they took makeup on your face.
It was time for playing. I used to be Tata. And the mama used to change all the time, and they would put dust on my face, make my face glossy, yeah? Yeah. They told me to sit down, they put a flower on me here.
You.
So I was thinking guys are having the same thing, but I think lately, kids don't play the same games we used to play those days, yeah?
And if they you know those bad games, eh? So for them, they always want to be good. They don't want to be bad, like those Spyro games. So if they don't want to be a bad guy, now they tell me.
You are the one, because you all die.
No, for them they want to be good. They want to be the ones who defeat.
They are the Superman. You are the one who is supposed to be the goblin falling down, what? It's a difficult world of playing with children. You cannot play with children if you're not patient, by the way. If you're not. you will not handle. You won't handle. But hey, thank you so much for listening to MPC Online Church. I'm here with my young people, my young friends. I've been missing them so much. I've only been with Drake Boronji the whole time. And then, like I said, Flavia passed by, and then Esther also passed by. Even Prince Ruta Higua passed by. Yeah, and we also did something. So now I'm going to hear from Bakaki, Chris Elijah. And then we continue. How was your holiday, Chris?
First of all, I'd like to say greetings to all the viewers listening.
Mm.
Then we blast off to the main topic, yeah. The holiday. I would say that it was a little bit boring.
A little boring.
Because I didn't have much to do. I had so many plans, but most
of them didn't come to pass.
Most of them, they didn't, whatever.
But we have more time. You see, we have eternity now. We have forever in our hands.
I know.
You get it? Eh? Well, we would have done some things rushed. We can just give them time and do them perfectly well.
I know. Because they say if you rush, you crash.
Yeah, you crash properly.
Anyway, moving away from that, my holiday was, how should I say, a little bit hectic because of the work that they gave us.
You start
scratching the head. Actually, shout out to those who you know that you plan everything. You make sure that you finish the work before, like on the first and second week, you utilize those weeks. So that's the remaining days.
You just enjoy the rest of the holiday.
Just be free.
Okay.
But all in all, me, basically, the only plans that made me so excited was me. Being a birthday boy.
I almost
got poured on water.
As we even went to a wedding.
I was almost splashed on water because it was my birthday. I made 15 on the 15th of May.
And you know, let me tell you something. On the 16th of May, my daughter made 5. She turned 5. Yeah, my Astrid is now 5 years old and you are 15.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I also wanted to give shout outs to some of my favorite people. The people that you know that they make purpose in your life. My sister Clarissa, I send shout outs to you and I say good luck with the road ahead. Sometimes it can be rough. But all in all, me, I've just been watching TV, being excited about my birthday, eating cake as always. I'm a busy eater.
A cake eater specifically.
I can eat. Then again, what can I say? I'm still scratching my head. Also, on the other side of the fence, I've also been in choir, so most of the times I'm here and there.
You tell me about your choir activity.
Basically, just going for practice. Basically.
But you enjoy it as well.
I enjoy it as well. I get to associate with different people because they say this world is not easy. So whoever you associate with, please be mindful.
Yes, be mindful. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, iron sharpens iron.
Fact.
Iron sharpens iron. And the more you get close to some people, is the more you'll be like them. Believe it or not, argue or stay put, it's the same thing. Yeah.
But anyway, from me, I always still remain the same. I'm back safely. That is the most important thing. Throughout all the trauma I went through during the holiday, but I just say a big thanks to my Lord for keeping me safe. Because believe me, let's bring it down a little. Some students have a habit of breaking. Actually, should I say some? Almost. Most of them have a habit of dropping out of school when you're in Form 2. But
Form 2.
let us be real, because you know the reason why we came to stay. Not again blasting yourself about this, about that. No, it's not all about just playing around with your life. It's your life that you're playing with, and every action has a consequence.
Indeed. Indeed, nothing you do will go scot-free. Everything that you do will have you pinned for it.
Fact.
Yeah.
All in all, me, I'm just happy to be back. I'm happy doing, touching everything that I used to do in term one. I'm back in the studio ministry.
Amen.
Back in choir.
Amen.
I'm back to the busy hustles. But I couldn't have done it all. You are my Christ living by me.
Jesus Christ.
Besides, I just want to give this to everyone else. This term is a hustle. We are hustling in to go for that term. So many activities are going to pull us. But please, don't forget who you are.
Do not forget who you are.
There's a certain time whereby I almost lost my senses. I thought I was not going to recover at all, because there are some moments whereby you can feel like you want to be alone. At the same time, you're stressed, you don't want to talk to anyone. But you have to also get out of that shadow. At times, you don't have to put yourself through so much pain.
Yes, indeed.
There's someone out there, there's someone above you, someone who knows everything about you from the time you were born. He is the one to heal. Besides, I got to realize that when I knew that I was going astray. And I just thank God that I'm alive and back on my own 2 feet.
That's
amazing. Walking on my own 2 feet right now. I'm just seeing to it that no one puts me down.
Amen.
Because if you're put down, you're not going to concentrate at all. And
no one is going to be able to pull you down, trust me.
To all the parents, let us please be mindful of the children that you're bringing up. Please try to help them in every single way, because you want the best. Parents, all parents want the best for we as the coming generation.
Yeah.
But you must dig into the deeper roots of your child's heart.
Yeah.
And find out everything you have to know. Because you never know what's going to come up and change your child emotionally, physically. Because believe me, I have experience of everything I have gone through. Everything that I'm saying right now, I know what I've said, I know what I've experienced, and believe me, if you cannot straighten yourself, you will not have a bright future.
You will
but
never
all
have
in
a bright
all,
future.
I just thank God that I made it out alive, and I just want to be kept safe throughout.
Amen.
So that at least I can continue with my projects that I've been handling, me as an upcoming artist as well. So
Mr. Bakaki, Chris Elijah is an
I
upcoming
am still
artist.
Coming
he
up.
Has so many songs. Nice songs, by the way.
I can't say much.
You don't have to. You don't have to. So now, right now, ladies and gentlemen, let's see from Chancheo, and then we come back to the whole conversation now. It's about to get heated. It's about to catch fire right now.
Now, before even I speak, I was going through the Bible. There's a point my former speaker, Kaki, said, watch on what you do. Like, also there's a verse. It is Philippians chapter 2 verse 3. It says, it says, don't do anything from selfish admons or from cheap desires to boast, but be humble towards one another. Always consider others better than yourselves, because this will help you. Because when you take yourself, like, people are better than you, and you know yourself, you should take yourself different.
and you should make yourself, like, don't copy from others. Then someone comes to you and say, man, let us do this, like, man, we need to take drugs. No, like, make the use of yourself. Don't go through other people's opinions. Because also, you are a human being. You go in the route where it will help you. That is how Jesus wants you to be. Like, follow him. Because when you follow your heart is deceitful. But when you follow him, you'll end up in the right position. My holiday was good. Like, they came in the morning. I remember the last day when they were coming for us, like, to go back home. They came early. They took my sister took me to her workplace. I changed from there. I thought I was going home, but I saw we are even going to the airport for me to travel. They told me that my holiday today, I'm not going to spend it in the country. Now that my friend needs help, wants to be with me, is missing me, they told me maybe this work I may not be, like, I may not go out, I may remain here. That's why my friend was missing me, because I've taken long without traveling.
Without going there.
Yeah, like, I went there, he was so happy to see me, even his deaf. The person who came for me at the airport after arrival, he was so happy. He told me the plans which we are going to take. Then in that moment, even I forgot that I had the holiday package to do. I forgot. We enjoyed. We played PS from morning to evening.
And there is no possibility of you carrying that holiday package in the airport.
You know, and that thing hurts a lot. Like, when you work a whole color, so many things are awaiting you.
Yeah.
But all in all, Munai, let's first catch you on the nearest thing that we have. Let's not go far. Yet we still have a long way to go, yeah.
And also, we played, we went for shopping, we started, he started telling me how school was there. I told him it will continue, because they told me that I may go to another school, yeah, after senior five, I may go to another school, I may stay.
Oh, you may stay,
yeah.
I hope you stay around.
Yeah, also, but he wanted to come to this school also to be with me. But they know me and him, when we are together, we are like another thing. No one can stop us. Our stubbornness, like, combines. It's like bringing a nuclear bomb to us again, like, to in Uganda, like bringing a nuclear bomb to Uganda. We are so stubborn. I'm telling you. Me being here, I'm telling you, bullying us, it is not even a thing to us. Because you bully us, we bully you more. It's
like, you increase the pressure times 100.
As we've been doing what, like, I started from there, yeah. We made a group, like, us, we are the anti-bullying community. Like, we stop bullying from schools. Each school we go to, like, if we have a bully, we teach that bully a lesson. A very good lesson he will never forget. Because us, like, we hate people who bully. First of all, we love God, because first of all, we gather up people, we teach about how things should be and how you can grow your faith to through Jesus Christ, humbling yourself. Because I've learned a lot of things, because also I was reaching some verses. Then also I learned something, like, humbling yourself, like, that does not mean dishumbling, like, you just come to church, then you be the as, like,
like you have never seen before. But I understood humbling means giving your life to something which it is going to enable you without any return, and making sure that your behavior does not affect from another person negatively. Like, it helps, that humbleness, it should be like you are making something good out of what, out of a thing. Because I can come and I start disturbing you, but in normal sense, in my intentions, I just want you to be happy, not in the way. Then at the end of it all, you are laughing, you are doing, then I tell you, man, yes, I wanted to see your smile. That is now the real humbling. Because in the dictionary, humbling is another thing. But in the Bible, because I forgot, but if like, next time when we come back, I'll bring those verses, the mm-hmm. books, then because they will explain more. I just enjoyed this. I came back last week. I fidgeted doing holiday package. I finished it yesterday night.
You fidgeted with it until it was done.
I came at school. Stress was there. Registering. I thank God they finished school fees. They cleared. After then, I said, let me first take my things in dormitory. Then I go, I fidget with what? With the clinic. After clinic, we go to the teacher. The good thing, God helped me. I passed through all. Now I'm here. Because there are some people who said, I will come there during midday, maybe evening. But they don't know the stress which is here at school, making a waiting in line without even preparing yourself, without relaxing. But people who came early, now they are even resting right now as we speak.
Fact.
But I thank God he has enabled me to make me travel and come back safely without any problem. I went when I was sick. I've come back when I'm well. I thank God for that. That is a living testimony. Because I was very sick the full term.
I remember. The struggle.
Yeah. Full term I was sick. But I went outside the... We never ended by enjoying. I went to the hospital for treatment. It went well. Started, now I'm here, energetic. Now I can... Now praise. I say, yeah. Let's morning glory, I come. Pray, we worship, we preach. Preaching will never stop because I love it. Listening to songs, that one I know I'll do it when I go back home. Because at school, it is business for learning. But I thank God for enabling me to go through that journey from when we have gone back home and coming back. Because there are some people who have not made it.
There are so many.
Yeah.
There are very many people who have not made it through just this last week.
Yes. That's all in summary, because I had a lot, but in summary, that is all. Because we enjoyed. I thank for the Lord to help us with money, for me to travel, everything. Things were smooth. They weren't hard, no struggle. Just thank God. And I just pray that also God can do what? Can give us something in life as people who follow him. Because we know he gives us every day. Like, I want to also, because me, my thing, like what I want to be in future, like, I want to be that person who can, like, make someone's life to change into a sudden, like, preaching, like, people who have not gone outside countries, like, I make them to travel. Even if they are not my kids, at least they see the world how it is outside through gospel.
Through the gospel of Christ, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what all I desire in future. That's what I was planning right now.
It's a good plan. It's a very amazing plan. Very nice plan. Kakati, guys, the excitement that I have right now is for the next season, because this season is done. Premier League closed. Uganda Premier League is left with just 8 games to close as well. Yeah, and we had some games. The very last day of the Premier League happened yesterday, just yesterday. And we had Ipswich Town playing West Ham. Ipswich Town lost 3-1. Tottenham lost 4-1 to Brighton. Liverpool drew 1-1 to Crystal Palace. And Newcastle lost to Everton 1-0. Southampton lost to Arsenal 2-1. Manchester United beat Aston Villa. A 10-man down Aston Villa 2-0. And we went to Nottingham Forest, got beat by Chelsea 1-0 at their own stadium. Then Wolves equalized Brentford to make it 1-1 at the end of full time, whereas Fulham and Man City went in favor of Man City with 2-0, and Bournemouth beat Leicester City 2-0. Now, Uganda Premier League, the games we have next are very tight, very serious games. They are the kinds of games I don't think we should just let go just like that, because in the previous result we've had very, very dangerous results. Kitara beat Mbale Heroes 6-1. Vipers drew with Bright Stars Solitilo 1-1. NEC beat URA 1-0. Lugazi lost 1-0 to Villa. Maroons beat Mbara City 2-0. Express lost to KCCFC 3-0. And then Bull beat UPDF 3-2. Wakiso Giants lastly lost to Police 2-0. Yeah, very serious game, and there is 8 games to go in that league. That's the Uganda Premier League, but the Premier League is done, and we are just waiting for the future right now, for the future of what is to come. My name is Isaac Katariaba, and today I've worked with so many people. We are 4 total. I have Ran Babazi, I have Chanchiwel, and I have Mr. Bakaki Chris Elijah. We are all here, and there is so much to share.
Anyway, all in all, what I have heard, it's a little bit, it's improving on the ear. But then again, all in all, I like to say that people, we are back. We are back. NPC listeners.
We are back.
Our group is back. You're going to be seeing, hearing from us.
All the time. And talking about hearing from us, there is a message from Nyangoma Esther. And I would like to play it for you guys.
Mr. Isaac, how are you? I'll be there by Tuesday or Wednesday.
She says she's going to come here by Tuesday, Wednesday, and she would like to know how we are doing.
Tell them I'm on the way north. They should welcome me the way they can.
Let me play this for Elijah.
Mr. Isaac, how are you? I'll be there by Tuesday or Wednesday. How is the studio going? How are those guys? Are they doing well? Are some of them there? To greet all of them for me. Tell them I'm on the way knocking.
That's Esther for you.
That's Esther. Fact. That's Esther, and we are all here. We are having fun, and we are waiting for you guys who have not made it back to school to make it, so that we continue the ministry where we stopped at. My name is Isaac Katarieva, and I would like to go further, because these guys have, you must have so much to tell us, right?
Let's go deeper. I have no problem.
Yeah, let's go deeper. I don't know if you're going to hear something again from Ryan. Do you have something else to tell us? Something of concern, something you'd like us to note down.
In the middle there, eh?
Kale, as you say, it's done. Exactly as you say it. So now let's begin again with Chris.
Anyway.
Yeah, we are back, first of all. First, remind them that we are back and we're not going anywhere for any reason.
Thank you. Yeah. I will start by that. By the way, all of us, we are back. Some of us, we are on the way. By God's grace, our team will be back. We'll be busier than ever bringing you the latest content from wherever you are at the comfort of your place of work. Whether you're going to jog, you just want to listen to the peaceful
nice melodies, Jesus vibes, those nice melodies
of NPC. We are still back with a lot to share, testimonies to give out, and what Christ has done in our lives. In other words, on my side, I would like to say shout out to the May babies, all those who turned a year in May. And happy birthday to the June babies.
The May babies and the June babies, happy, happy birthday. Coming from Chris Elijah.
And
out to you.
In most cases, I'd like to open this up and say that in life, we go through struggles.
Mm-hmm.
Never should you expect that, my life is fine. I'll never go through a struggle.
Mm.
Every one of us has struggles. Please, 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 to the teens, to the teenagers, let us not make hasty decisions that will cost us our tomorrow. Because people are dying because of the reckless decision. Your time has not yet come, but you're causing yourself to feel hectic on that, and of which it's not going to be in your favor.
Mm-hmm.
As a person who has seen what has been happening throughout, I just like to say, please, let all of us keep ourselves safe while our parents try the best to give us what we can. I have seen very many people who cry in the end of it all. Like, there was this certain story I heard that one time a boy was chasing poultry away from a maize garden. Apparently, the owner of the poultry came and was running after him.
Mm.
Then, all of a sudden, he ran too far. He got kidnapped. No one knows where he is, where his roundabouts are, whether he's okay, whether he has eaten. And I know that pain, how it feels. I know how most parents feel. Because in that situation, you don't know where your child is.
Mm.
You don't know how your child can be doing. So, in other words, let us try and keep safe. Let's not give our parents a reason to regret why they had us. Because they pass, sometimes in hustling homes, you can find that a parent can tell a certain child that, "You child, I wish I never had you." And
Can you imagine such stuff?
It pains, most especially when you know what goes on in your family and you do the unspeakable part. And especially for those who are money-minded. Please, your money will not ride you anywhere. It's just there to support you, but don't overthink that your money is like when you reach $1 billion or $1 trillion that you're on the top of the world. No. Remember the bottom ground where you started from, the foundation where you laid that platform to start building the money. Please let us not forget who we are. I know sometimes we can get interacted in groups. We can get jazzed up and we forget about the whatever, the reason why we came to school. All in all, you go home alone, they will start questioning you about what happened. They provide you with everything. And all in all, you backfire. And of which, it starts to cause the downfall on yourself. You start seeing yourself drowning seriously. Your grades, you're not concentrating. Some of you, you're getting girlfriends. Weird stuff are happening. Like last time, what happened? Like, people we are seriously involved in, allow me put this in brackets, sexual deviations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that thing, it really pains. I feel bad for the parents whose children were expelled from a good school. The fact that school goes through some different situations. But don't do actions that will make you and your parents suffer for one's action. Because earlier on we had said that everyone is accountable for every action you do, be it good or bad. Every action you do, every word that you speak,
you are responsible directly.
Consequence.
Direct responsibility.
It cannot be avoided.
You cannot
avoid. So let us please be mindful. Let us be parents of our own selves. Let us guard ourselves. Let us love ourselves.
Let us be our own drivers.
To the boarders, all boarding students, I welcome you back. I know it's not going to be an easy time. Let us push through, because you know, we are in boarding, we stay at school in the dormitory, you read up to 9, but it's all worth it. Because they say, suffer today, enjoy tomorrow.
Mm-hmm,
I still believe that thing keeps rotating either way. You'll struggle, you'll read books, you'll cry that the teacher has given us so much work, but all in all, you'll find that you're working in a good company, you're getting a good
in the
job.
End, you'll be the one you're with a nice job.
A good wife, you're having everything you want. Let us not forget that we don't drive ourselves. Okay, we are supposed to drive ourselves, but let us not drive ourselves above the authority, the divine authority. Let us not drive ourselves too high. Let us not think that we are intelligent. We are intelligent enough that we can reach the divine authority level.
Let us never think like that.
That one should be forbidden and out of the category. Let us be under the divine authority and let us not do the outrageous or unthinkable. Believe me, when I say unthinkable, it is the unthinkable. Because you can imagine you pay, should I start by saying, 2 million and above. Even I'm not living alone the 1 million as well, but I start from 2 million. That 2 million kills 1 million. That's money pulling out any single coin, any single cent from a pocket. It is not easy. You see money flying out everywhere.
Yeah.
You see that your fees are being paid, jewelry is being bought for the girls, men, your shoes are being polished, they are being worked on, servants are there, but you don't know where that all is coming from. Let us be mindful with the people that we meet along the way. Some have the power to influence us, others have the power to destroy us. But let me rewrite that and say that we cannot be shaken when we meet Christ Jesus.
Amen.
That one is a free gift. For as long as you seek, you shall get what you want. In other words, that has been me. I'm back and ready to work for the goodness of God.
Amen.
And to boost this nice radio station to a better height. Through Christ Jesus, anything is possible. And we shall come back bigger than ever with more stories to tell, more influencers, more positive vibe to give you. But let us not forget to keep praying for every one of us, because we all need prayers. We all need prayers. Be it that you're rich, be it that you're poor, be it that you're going through different circumstances, unspeakable circumstances. But let us not forget that through Christ everything is possible.
Amen.
And with that, I still remain yours truly, Bakachi Chris Elijah, aka Manager Bucks. the manager of himself.
Yeah.
The one and only. I'll still be around around the whole time. So this is not the last time you're hearing from me.
Mm-hmm.
And I sign out by saying that let us have peace in our lives.
Yeah.
And I see a guest has entered.
Another guest has entered. We have Amir Rukundo in the building. So people are coming slowly, slowly, one by one, one by one, one by one. But the team is starting to form up fully, and we are starting to get ready for this town's ministry. I was telling my sister, I have a baby sister called Kovurunga Tracy. She's studying medicine. I'm so proud of that little girl, and I love her so much. She's a medical student at MOOC, and I've been telling her that for her she's in recess, but my term has just begun. Me, my business has just restarted, and I'm so ready to be with you guys out here. I'm so ready to work on new things with you people, and I know that the Lord has prepared us for what we are yet to do.
Amen.
Everything that we are yet to accomplish is already in the perception of the Lord. He already knows that we are going to do this and this and that and that, and then in the end we end the term as well successfully. Thank you so much, Amir Rukundo, for passing by. You should take a seat, of course. You can take a seat and then we talk about more, because you see, much as this term has just begun,
we know that you need to first pull out.
You have so much jazz you have not told us.
First extract the necessary.
Extract it. Just the way Mr. Chris has said it.
Extract
it.
Hello, it's Amil. I don't know if you guys are also from your holiday, but let me hope you're all fine. I welcome everybody from their holidays. Those who are still coming, may God bless them as they come.
Then I have a question for you. The main topic of the day, how did you spend your holiday? And what are your plans for term two?
Exactly.
Let me point
in my holiday. Okay, it wasn't that much of moving. I wasn't moving a lot. I spent most of my holiday at home. I wake up, eat and sleep. But then I made sure at least I do some house chores. Help mommy. Help auntie. I did some house chores there.
Okay.
Then I went out for some parties.
Yeah.
The party king is back.
Yeah.
Did you go for some healthy parties, or it was some rare house parties?
Okay, I went for birthday parties.
Birthday parties. Yeah. Those ones are common. They are cool. Don't go to the crazy house parties.
Those crazy house parties they usually end traumatized.
They end badly.
They can't allow me to go for such parties.
Okay, that's good. At least they are watching you just like we are. It makes me feel safe with you here. If they can't let you do that at home, then I'll definitely also feel safe protecting you here, because I know there are people who protect you. But thank you guys so much for passing by again.
Yes.
Thank you for coming back, and I'm glad ministry has restarted from where it looked like it had stopped.
But it didn't really stop. Allow me rephrase it. It is
continuing
from how we left it to how it has been continuing, and we are back again for another fantastic
period, because it's going to be a long term, I think.
Yes,
but so many projects.
Don't
so
you have like 2 months here now?
2 months.
We're going back on
20th August.
20th August. That is pretty good timing.
That is a very good timing.
I must plan very well for this time.
I must make sure I sleep well for this time. I have both sleeping factor that. I needed to sleep, and I still need to sleep, because some of us, we really look like people who didn't sleep during the week.
But anyway, this is going to be a very good term as well. I'm very positive. is going to be
and by the way, I always wanted to ask this question. How have you been, by the way? Let me start with that question.
Here? We started by getting ready for UNEB because you see our institution hosts the Uganda National Examinations Board. They're usually here. They are here in this holiday that you left for, the first term holiday,
fact,
and the third term holiday. In the first term holiday, they come to write items. Item writing is like setting papers.
Basically.
Like this number is supposed to be phrased like this. This one is supposed to be like this. And then when they come back in the third term one, that one is a bit longer because they come, mark, check, mark again. Then they call us. We the natives, we go there also and we check with them. So it's a long process, but in the end, they also again send back the results and it ends as well.
Yeah,
so the one for third time is longer. But the first time one was short and it was brief, very nice. We did most of which we were supposed to do. We worked on our animation project, but the resources we have right now, they cannot enable us to just complete the film chap chap. So we thought to make a presentation and take it to our dear Pastor Eric Semper, which is going to be to his table very soon. He's going to his table very, very, very soon.
I like what I'm hearing.
Yes, because
the moment he hears about this, he sees it for himself, gives us a go ahead. We as the group, we can start planning. Otherwise, we start improving on our headquarters.
Allow me
put it like that, because our headquarters still needs a lot
of renovating.
Of renovating, if we are to continue like this, and let us not forget that with all this cannot be rushed. We still need time. We still need to check that everything turns out perfect.
Yeah.
For him to give us a clean yes, no dots, no what. We need to make sure that it's perfectly clean. And yeah, we present a good presentation that shows that we as NPC studio members,
we are ready for it.
We are growing and we are doing something productive and proactive.
Yes,
we are not only sitting here, but we are also doing projects that will lift tomorrow's generation.
Amen. Amen. Shout out to you, my brother Anthony Lugolobi. Tony, you are listening in. Musawo, we wali nyo kuteka ko, we wali nyo kubiranga kuwali. Kubanga munange NPC ona nchacho wa NPC Radio ya Fefena. Iranga bulijo tulinze, bulijo tulinze, bulijo tulinze. Uchegede, bulijo tukulinze, onaku wali tutekeko tuulizize. Na iwe wali kuteka ko. Onaku lai tulimkogera ku holidays bazira yubati avana. Era tubadde tuzinyumizaako nga batugambye byonna bye baalabye mu holidays, nange ne mbanyumiza ebyabadde ne waffe, twabaddewo ne Youth Connect. Yeah, that is where this nice you saw me with the bandana and you asking me, hey bandana, you tell me if I'm smart first of all.
You look funny at the same time smart. I have my own home comedy right here.
Yeah.
I don't have to go anywhere else.
Smart and funny is a nice combination.
I know.
Yes.
But allow me say something small.
To everyone
outside, let us be keen. This term requires us to be keen. Not again waiting for third term. That is where you're going to say, I have to sharpen this, I have to make sure my mind is safe. No, this is physiotherapy coming from a therapist himself, saying that please let us keep calm. I know sometimes things cannot go our way, we can get tortured a little bit. Can get bullied in the dormitories, for boarders, day scholars, you may face some challenges, like maybe like going home late, they scold you. But the best thing to do, don't blast out of anger, because anger leads you to destruction.
It does.
And if you know that you don't want to cause any harm to yourself, you know your purpose, that you're have to live in peace, then please just stick to your motto. Don't forget who you are. For as long as you know who you are, you have Christ Jesus by your side. Don't think of anything else. Please, let us keep safe. And life moves on, because we don't want to hear anything bad happening, especially in school since the term has opened. Because now parents will start thinking that this generation, we are unstable. Already things are not going well. So let us not add more worry to our own parents and cause our own destruction.
You know?
And in other words,
I usually talk to Chris because he has these insights, eh?
This nice information that you give to your young people
out there, your fellow young people, things that can change their lives. I'm so thankful for you. Thank Jesus for bringing you here. Because, amen. I mean, how would I do this all alone? I wouldn't. And now information like that is streaming in from you, and then there is more coming from Chanchu.
Yeah, I'm waiting to tell you right now.
You're waiting to take over.
Yeah.
I know, right? I know. You can take over right now. You can let us know.
Also, me, like, in this term, as it is beginning, I was planning to be the first preacher, like in classes, like to all in on Sunday, like Morning Glory, talking about how we should take our term this term, or until, and because God's perfection is us, and what we should do, it is like also there's a verse which says like, do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may be innocent and pure as God's perfect child. That one is, who lives most shine among them like stars shining up the sky. It is in Philippians chapter 2, verse 14. 14? Yeah, 14 and 15. This shows like, as we are going to take this term, at least let us be that. What? Because at first I was talking about being humble, like humbling yourself, and also making pure hearts. Because if your heart is not pure, because you cannot humble yourself. Because when you humble yourself, your heart will be pure, and you will stop complaining and arguing, because that's how you'll start seeing the truth from other people, even the closest friend you used to say like, man, that guy is cool. You'll start seeing that the things he or she was doing, it's not cool. Like, you are the only one who's cool now, because you are making yourself go straight from God's perfection. Like, that is you are making yourself as you. Like, also, I was going through my notes, because when I'm preaching, I write notes, those old notes, like, because I never started. I started when I was young to preach. Like, I go to people, like my friends, there we are praying, then I tell them like, man, do you know God can do good things when you do this and this? That's how I started. I was still young by then, but people never used to take me seriously until now. Now they are taking me seriously.
When now they know you're serious because you're grown up.
Yeah, because also they used to see when I was a kid, I used to help them to do what? To not go through distractions like what they do, like when I'm at home and I'm afraid, they contact me and they say, Chanchil, first tell me, I want to do this and this. Will it be bad, or they want some help, like some piece of advice? I tell them according to the gospel of God, because that will enable us to live perfectly in the world. That is like shining, making the world to shine like a shooting star.
a shooting star shine brighter than that, because when you go through God's perfections, that is you, like you make yourself be yourself, not by copying other people,
yeah,
and making yourself to lead your life, not letting another person to lead it, it will be perfect. Because here we see like, okay, like in this day generation, we see people doing what, like people having, like I'm having friends, yeah, like a lot of friends, but also there are some things, yeah, where also at school they come, they tell me, Chanchil, like, why do you not like in parties, like these parties, like where you go out, you dance, you do fadanki, like such stuff, eh?
Mm.
Like I tell them, like in the world, in this world, you should first think what you want to do before you do it, because when you just rush into things, you can do what, you can get lost or fall into distractions, as my brother said.
Mm-hmm.
Because like what I do, I see in daily basis and news, like if I go for a party, it should be beneficial to me.
Yes.
Like for example, praise worries, like I gave them an example, like if you are like telling me that you would see, like in praise worries, oh, we have call like those praise worries, like in churches, what, like, eh? Like that.
Mm.
You hear like 10,000 people have given people have given their life to Jesus Christ, and like good things, yeah. But when we go to concerts like these ones, like artist is coming, or what? Now you hear the news, like now 10 people have died. Man, like
it quickly shifts to the other side of it.
Yeah,
you like, your strong argument, like, by the way.
Yes,
it's a very strong one.
Like, let us move out of these things of, let's just do to please our life or to enjoy our life, eh? See, let us just, like, to enjoy our life, and we see how life will go, eh?
Mm-hmm.
We'll move out of that pace, and we see, like, when we do this, will it affect me positively or negatively?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This will enable us to go perfect, because people, like, it is mostly in youths, eh? Like they like soft life.
Yeah,
soft life. You see, being like a Christian does not mean you are going to have a lot of friends, eh?
Mm.
Because let me tell you, being a Christian, that is when you start realizing the group which you are in before you became a Christian, like it was bad for you even,
yeah,
it wasn't,
that is when you realize it,
yeah,
because for me, when I left the bar life I was in,
yeah,
and whenever people heard that Isaac was now working in a church, they would say, what, sure, impossible, we can give that boy a job, let us call him back, we see. So they would keep trying me. And whenever I went back into their company, they would say things like, Olia yo, Charlie sent as a chiwebwa yo. So it was like that until I decided never, ever to go back for anything.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, by the way.
And it worked like that.
Yes. There was also this one time I attended a church service. They had told me that when you surrender your life to Christ, the one thing that will happen is that if the devil comes to you and says, I really need you, what, just tell the devil no, that you are a liar, that I've already been booked by one person, and one person has booked me and will forever book me, and that will be. That is the fact.
Yeah.
Reality, testimonies have been rewritten in that format, and it will continue being like that. That is the truth, the fact, and no one can deny it.
No one can change that.
Yeah.
as I continue by saying, like, okay, like, coming into Christianity, you'll have few friends, but they will be reasonable. Because, like, reasonable, because you know that this friend is going to be beneficial in spiritual. Because you'll be having now the things which you never had. Like, in your free time, instead of going to the bar, dancing, at least you have fellowship, giving. Mm-hmm. That's how you start improving on your what? On your status. But I thank God, me, since I was, like, born and I was growing up, things were there, like, bars were there, parties were there. They could allow me to go anywhere. But it was my knowledge which God gave me. I said, no, let me go through Christ. Because if he's the one who created all this.
I know, right?
Yeah. That means when we follow it, and it, there is a reason why he brought the Bible. Because it is the guide of life. Because also the Bible predicts the future. Not so?
Mm-hmm.
And it tells you the present. Even if it was written at the past, it tells you the present. Because I've realized that people don't like good stuff, but they like bad stuff, but they think that is good for them. Eh?
Yeah, of course. People have changed the meaning of good.
Good, yeah. Everything. But me, what I say, like, let us be creative and we make our, like, kids or brothers to follow. Because, you see, also I have my nephew, when he was glad, they bought for him a tablet. I paste their gospel songs. What? By now, when you
check what's there.
When you know, like, when you go and you, like, go where he's playing, you'll find him teaching people, like, gospel songs, like, new songs, singing them, trying to sing, like, telling them how God is good. Because that's how a child should be raised. Because people, when after, like, they're having children, like, they give them, like, less time, unless before sleep, they come and they should talk to them about Christ or before they leave. Because me, what's on me, like, what I tell my family, because that's what they love about me, what I tell them, I tell them, never give up. Money is there. You may not see it now, but money is there. God provides everything you need. He still provides. It is only people who don't say that.
Yeah, people, they don't like acknowledging.
Yeah, because there's someone who can pray for something. Like, for example, like, I gave this thing to one of my friends when I was advising him. Like, you can pray for something, like, anything. Like, I can say, like, let me give an example, like a phone, like, God, help me, I have a phone, what. Then a time passes, you don't have a phone, and you start saying, no, God never listened to my prayers. But in normal sense, God was giving you every day something for you to have that phone. Like, you are having money every day, but you decided to eat it, like, not even to save, but to just spend it carelessly instead of saving and getting a phone. Because that has started helping you. That's also help. That's how they say. That's how I tell people, like, who I'm advising, like, see, or pass through. You get time and you pass through your day. How are you going to pass through this day? Or you see how you have passed through this day. I say, no, like, I've done wrong here. Let me approach my friend. I say, like, man, sorry, I've remembered, like, I was doing this, then I
abused you or I fought with you, I argued with you, but I'm sorry, but let us keep it up because I now realize it was my mistake.
Mm.
That's how now, even if you do it, even if he will understand and say, yeah, this one has started this. Even if people start judging you there and then and say, ah, man, you are not like this, you are trying to do this. Don't listen to them. The good thing you have told them what it is true. Based on that, don't start another argument. Keep calm, how I've said, do the Bible says, do everything without complaining or arguing, and let the works of God work on you. Uh-huh. Because you are the God, this perfection in the world.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ah, Monday.
Because
times are coming.
Now we are back for the term. I hope you guys are so ready.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You think I came
because
in the
because you see, most people get lost in the beginning of the term. You get lost, and then by the time you carry yourself back up, it's already late.
It is even close to the end.
It's like 3 weeks to go, and you're like, oh God, I am at school. So most people lose their focus, and I hope that's not going to be any of us. I hope our members are safe.
Yes. By the way, to put this on a sharp note, let us stay vigilant.
Yeah, we stay vigilant. We stay watchful.
That people are going to start getting themselves into some sort of outrageous crimes. I rather not mention, because when I mention, it's going to become another story. Outrageous stuff are going to be happening. But as long as you know that you have self-control, everything is going to be fine.
Everything.
Just try to calm down. Remember all the lessons that they have taught you. My scripture still always remains Proverbs 6:20-22. It has a specific phrase that states that.
Hey, another one is here. Join us. Sit down.
It has a specific phrase that says that. Hold your mother's teachings around you. That wherever you go, that they'll guide you, they'll cover you. So if we can keep ourselves with that, everything will be fine. That's all from me. And I just want to grant and say peace to all. Let us never forget who we are.
Yes.
Because who you are remains who you are.
You never don't change that.
You don't change unless you want to change yourself a lot, which you should change yourself positively, not negative. Stay on the positive side, keep safe, and I'll meet you next time.
Yeah, see you next time. That was Chris Elijah Bakaki. And now we have another Chris Benedict Nwamanya in the building. He's back, and we would also like to hear from him how his holiday was, how everything is going, how he has prepared for this town. Chris, how are you?
I'm fine.
Welcome back, first of all.
Thank you.
Yeah, how is it going?
The holidays, they have not been that well because there are somehow cause I used to wake up very early in the morning.
You used to wake up very early in the morning, the holidays, eh?
Yeah.
Hey, it's not something you like. You like waking up late in the holidays because at school you wake up early.
Yeah. Another thing, I used to wake up early. I go to the farm. I work until evening. I come back at home late. I have to do the holiday package.
Once you come back, you have to do the holiday package.
Yeah, so it has not gone well. And the worst, our teacher gave us a full topic of notes, so I had to copy, and I didn't have time.
I took like one day.
Yeah, free people, they be there at home doing nothing. But for as long as you plan your day, without you first of all reaching, the Bible clearly states that don't worry about tomorrow.
Don't worry about tomorrow, for
I
tomorrow
want to
is
put
what?
This right. Many of us, we worry about things that might or might not even come. Like, for example, the best example that I can give through experience is the papers that we are doing. They may say, that teacher may sit on this topic, yet there are very many topics that you have covered. So that the teacher is going to sit on this topic, bringing an activity of integration. Yet they think, some people may think that teachers will bring a test on the current topic. No, they might combine and maybe say that you must think widely. But as long as you have these keys that I'm going to give out, I think you're already covered. One of them is protection. God will guide that for you. Prayer.
Prayer.
The second one and the most important, for as long as you pray and proclaim good to yourself, everything shall be fine.
Indeed.
Hard work. We must not think that everything is going to come in a silver platter. You must at least go for something, then you know that you're going to come out well and safe, and through God everything is possible. Once you want to achieve good, God will have no other option but to surrender it to you and say, I have given this to you, my son, I have given this to you, my daughter, with great goodness and faith in you.
Amen.
The other one that I would like to give out is patience. We all must be patient. You never know what's going to come out of you. Never rush a process because you think that, even if I rush it just one step, nothing will happen. Remember earlier on I had said that for every action that you do, there's going to come a consequence. Either tomorrow or any other time. But no action can remain unresolved. There either has to come a punishment or a blessing for that action that you have done. So with those four vital keys, it is all that I would say as for now. There are very many, but for now, I will give on these four. So that when I come back, hopefully, I'll be passing by, I'll get some time. I also want to have a show. We'll be talking about and digging into what affects us. And the solution, because let us not forget, every problem has its own solution through Christ.
And I will try to be also around on that topic.
Okay, okay. That is going to be one nice topic, because the more speakers we have,
the better.
The better the information that we give out there for the people to listen to. That's so good. I can't wait for that day to come. And Chris has just a few words. I think Chris's holiday wasn't so good, which is why he's like this. Where did you go for holidays? You went back to Kisoro?
Yeah.
Okay. How was Kisoro in general, apart from the holiday being busy?
It was somehow nice, because I used sometimes Sundays. It's when I used to get free time.
Free time on Sunday?
Yeah, I used to go. So sometimes I visit my friends, sometimes I do the work.
Okay.
That work took me, it was one Sunday. I said that let me watch the, because the previous post we used to post, the ones I watched, I said even on KBS they used to post the mass. So I said, let me tune on KBS so I can watch the mass as I'm writing. The mass, I was watching the first mass. When it ended, I said, now let me write my work. I finished it that Sunday. I was happy. My mom said that, hey, Chris, you finished the work? I said, yes. Okay, let's go for a trip. I said, wow. We went to one of the lakes in Kisoro.
Which one is that?
Lake Mutanda.
Mutanda, it's a volcanic lake.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was a good one.
So I went after they told me that should we go to Lake Mountain Mukuru? I said, ah, no, it's too late, we shall reach that night. Then they said, okay, let's go back at home. I said, it's fine. Yeah, that's how it happened.
Okay. But I really think your holiday was going to be better if you actually liked it. Don't you think so?
Yeah.
Like if you had told yourself, no, I like this, this is my life, this is how it is, which is what life should be about. I mean, everyone has this set of things that comes their way. And if you keep being sad in yours, trust me, your life is going to be very sad.
No,
forever.
I'm not mad about it.
Sometimes you see things happen for a reason.
Yeah.
Even me, I used to study from Barara, and whenever it was holidays, it would be time for me to come back this side. Can you imagine? Me, I would have my holidays this side. Say Christmas, when you're going to the village, me, I'm coming here.
Wow.
To empty Kampala.
Not empty Kampala, nay.
Hey, those days, Christmas period, had people going to all sorts of villages. Mm-hmm. People go to Jinja, people go to Mbarara, people go to Bushenyi, people go to Kasese. Gulu, Kasese, everywhere. They leave Kampala empty.
That's how even
until fireworks were done. But that is the life I was living. I used to be like, yeah, that is the thing. I'm going back to Kampala. And now whenever I missed, because I missed like one Christmas, I remember I lost my mind after that Christmas. I became a very different person. I was like, don't mess with me. I haven't even gone to Kampala to see my mom.
It was that bad. There was that instability.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
I know how you feel.
I wasn't stable, trust me.
I know how you feel.
I wasn't stable at all. So I can relate to what he's saying, but please as well, try as much as possible to love what is happening in your life. Because if you don't, no one else will love it.
That's why even at first I said, let your life be about you, not by copying other person's life. Because your life should be perfect. Because you are God's perfection.
Exactly. This guy say it so well. You guys say it so well. I swear, you are like the best companions I've had on this show. Anyone would want to have guys like you here. Trust me. Anyone. But I'm so grateful. I am so grateful that you have taken the privilege in great consideration, and you decided to even be part of us. It's a very nice thing that you are part of NPC Online Church and NPC Radio. We shall continue to love you very much, and we shall continue to support you no matter what. Everything that you're going through, we shall always be here to talk to you about it. Yeah?
Yeah.
And we promise you are going to be there for you every day of your school life, even after school. We are going to be here. My name is Isaac Katarieva, and I love you so much. We are back. We are back. We are back. We are back is the topic, and we have so many people coming in every now and then. Don't go anywhere because we are still here. It's exactly 6:22. I think 6:24 on some watches. 22:24. What do you have? 22.
Yeah,
exactly, 6:22, and we are coming to the very end of this session, but it's not the end of everything.
Yeah.
Tonight, I am going to be coming back live on air because it's duty now that the time has begun.
Yeah. And also, allow me to give a special shout-out to one of my people that are sitting right in front of me.
Yes.
And the man is called Isaac Katarieva himself.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much for allowing to
socialize with the young society, the developing society of tomorrow. Because
are you guys joking? You guys are the future of this country. How can I not socialize with you people?
No, because Kali, the reason why I'm sending out this shout out is because many discriminate and say that young people are not supposed to be on the street. They don't know what
they don't know what to do. They don't know what they say they are.
We speak. Yet we young people have a larger story to tell.
Yeah, you have a lot bigger story
more that you can see in a young person. That one, I do not discriminate, and I would never want to discriminate, because I know that everything has its own role.
Yes.
And indeed, let us keep safe with everything that we have. Let us protect ourselves, knowing that we shall survive in this life.
Yeah.
As the things are turning old, we shall turn big and great. In Christ Jesus, I believe.
Amen, amen, amen. That was a nice one. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we close, I am going to request, I don't know, should I point fingers or anyone can just do it? Close in prayer, please. Chris is doing it. Elijah Chris. So let's go for the closing prayer, and then we shall say bye bye. But we shall be back in the night. For those who are going to stay here, I am going to be here with you. I'm going to give you some nice company, and I'll be reminding you about the things Jesus means to do for us. We got baptized yesterday.
That's good.
We got baptized yesterday. Even myself, I got baptized. And to me, it's a big change, because it's not the first time I've been here when they were baptizing. I was here in school before and they were baptizing, and I still just passed the church like nothing was going on. But this time around, I thought the chance
until that shouldn't. That time had come and you had said, this time around, I am not the same.
Yeah. So I took it this time. They baptized me. I'm still going by my name, Isaac Katarieva, but the difference is when I go down, I am getting risen with Christ, okay? Because the moment I got out of that water, it symbolized that I am risen with Christ. No matter what happens right now, I am risen with Christ. All I have to do is stick to His ways and do everything else.
Yeah.
So well. So without any further waits, please, Chris,
do okay, us let's the honors. Humble ourselves and pray. Dear loving Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father Lord King of Glory, for all that has been spoken, Father Lord King of Glory, for all that has been said. May it touch the hearts, Father Lord King of Glory, of those out there. May it touch our own hearts, Father Lord King of Glory. For we tend to forget what we have said, Father Lord Jesus. Father Lord Jesus, we humble ourselves before you, Father Lord, and we request you to forgive us for our sins, Father Lord King of Glory, that as we leave this place, Father Lord King of Glory, may we live in peace and Father Lord King of Glory, that you may protect us and guide us, Father Lord King of Glory, that we may grow spiritually, Father Lord King of Glory, and not just to grow physically, Father Lord King of Glory. Father Lord King of Glory, it's not by power, it's not by might, Father Lord King of Glory, but it's by your amazing love for us, Father Lord King of Glory, and grace that we came into existence by your word, Father Lord King of Glory. We pray for protection, Father Lord King of Glory. Pray that those who are coming and those who need, who want to come, Father Lord King of Glory, that you may fill their hearts up with their morale, Father Lord King of Glory, with that morale to come, Father Lord King of Glory. For this is your house. We are your people, Father Lord King of Glory. We are the sons and daughters of a living God, Father Lord Jesus, Father Lord King of Glory. Have mercy on us, Father Lord Jesus.
Have mercy, Lord.
Jesus Christ, have mercy. In the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, I have prayed.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for that wonderful prayer, Chris. And then for the people out there listening, Lugolobi Anthony, I saw you on there. Thank you so much for listening. Everybody out there, we have an Esther Karunji Nyangoma. Yeah, she always checks in on us, and she's still home, but she will be here by Wednesday, hopefully. We love you guys so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. And please stay around. Stick around. We have sale, which I am going for right now. I'm going for sale. And right after sale, I'll be here. talking about Jesus and talking about everything that he has done for all of us, not just me, all of us. My name is Isaac Katariam, and I'm so glad to be here once again with these young people, and the term has just started. Can't believe it. So nice. I'm glad it's going to be a longer term.
A longer term indeed.
Yeah, longer term.
Fix those holes that need fixed.
You know, me every time I see you guys here, I feel happy.
There's that,
which is not what you guys are supposed to entirely feel, but
me, I feel happy that I'm back to work.
Now at least there's someone who feels happy.
I'm back to work because believe me. I sometimes feel bored at home. I'm like, seeing I had something to do.
Home and gets too boring.
There reaches a point like where I've finished all the holiday work and there's like 1 week, 2 weeks to the opening of the term, and I'm like, since I've submitted all my list, like I wanted to come here, I be here, do couple of shows, be here with some people. And at least fill them up with that morale, because we all need someone important in our lives at a certain time.
Mm.
With those words, I would like to say that God bless us all. God bless those that are still coming along.
Amen.
Point of correction.
Uh-huh.
I was saying, not you see, all of us, we are here. I'm the only candidate here.
Mm.
There are candidates who have come. Candidates have come, but they are in dome. But me, I've decided to come here to give advice. That means also I'm happy to be here.
You're also happy to be
yes,
here.
Joy, yeah.
That is so good.
Yeah. Because I feel like, okay, joy when I'm giving advice to people outside there, also to my friends, to what. I feel happy because I know they want change in their lives and they want Christ in their life. And that makes me feel good. Because I'm making someone's life be good also. To reason out life into people, other people. Also to give life to other people through the word.
Yes. That is so true. Ryan, any last words before we go?
I don't have words.
You don't have words, eh?
They have disappeared, eh?
They have not, they just aren't there.
Yeah.
But anyways, thank you guys so much. Chris, unless you have something to say, we can just say bye.
Me, I wish everyone who has been listening to NPC Online Church a happy time.
Alright, a happy time. I think it means to say nice time.
Yeah.
But you guys have yourselves a wonderful time, like he's saying. We love you so much, and we shall always continue to love you guys very, very much. NPC Radio loves you, and don't you forget that. Please stay tuned. Stay tuned, because there is more coming. More beauty is just on the way. The verse of the day today is John 3:17. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Yes, that is all we have for you today, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for listening, and may you stay around to enjoy so much more of our content. We love you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.